Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another fun-filled edition of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amino Hassan. I'm joined today by Big Jerv. Black Trey is out on location somewhere. He's at a fancy Negro brunch, as I like to call it. He's doing fancy Negro things, and he can't even drink. I feel bad for Trey, man, now. Like, all of these things that sound so fun, if you say, yeah, but you can't drink, I kind of don't want to do it no more, you know? You know what I'm saying, Jerv? Like, would you want to do this shit? Would you want to go sit around with other fancy Negroes and not have any alcohol in you? You just got to be stone cold sober.
No, stone cold sober at any fancy function is never it's never key. It has to be a little bit of torture for my man. But, I mean, you know, Trey probably taps into his inner zen and, you know, he just blocks it out and drinks his lime water. Or cucumber water.
Oh my God. Ain't enough Zen and ain't enough cucumbers to make that shit go. I once hosted the Sports Business Journal 40 Under 40 Awards. And like, I'd never hosted an award show before. So I was like, oh, I was nervous. But they had an open bar. So took care of all those jitters. Boy was out there dealing.
Tapped into your inner legend.
Yeah, man. It's weird. It's kind of like, you know, locked in a cage somewhere is the real me, but the key is made out of alcohol. Like, you just got a shot of tequila in there, shit unlocks, and here we are. Got a great show for you guys. Again, patreon.com/countthedings. If you are a Patreon member, thank you. And that's why you get this whole episode all up at once on Monday. If you're not a Patreon member, well, you're gonna have to deal with chunks throughout the week, and who really wants to deal with chunks? So go ahead, become a Patreon member, get the podcast all at once, get the OG pod that me, Trey, Zach, Waz, Tom, and Jade do, get the access to the watch alongs that we do. Oh, we might do a World Cup watch along. Ooh, that would, you know what? Let me look at the schedule right now. I'm about to throw that into the chat. We want to do a World Cup watch along because, man, I watched the opening game right now. Ain't nothing like the World Cup, man. Matter of fact, let's start there. Ain't nothing like the World Cup. We ain't got to spend a whole segment on this, but Jerv, are you a World Cup guy? Do you get caught up in the emotion and all that shit?
So when the U.S. has something going on or whatever, I do. At first, but then once I got up to Bristol and I started playing FIFA, I had a much more like love and respect. Yeah. The game really made me really appreciate like how like amazing it is. So I'm not like, don't get me wrong, I can't tell you who's gonna win. Not that anyone can tell you who's gonna win, but like I can't even like tell you like, you know, who should win. You know what I mean? Like anything like that. But I'm definitely gonna watch. You know what I mean? Like I'm a Messi fan. So like, you know, but fraud. I wish Barbados was in it.
You know what, man? I'm going to tell you right now. So here's the deal. I'm from Sudan. And basically what we do, we have multiple objectives. But, you know, our team is Brazil. That's it, man. Ain't no conversation. That's the Sudanese national team, Brazil. Don't ask me why. That's just how it is. And so, like, I don't ever have to worry about, like, oh, man, I wish, da, da, da. Like, no, man, I don't give a, like, if Sudan won the World Cup, that would be cool, for sure. But I don't give a shit, like, because I'm rooting for Brazil. I'd probably root for Brazil over Sudan, to be honest with you.
So, like, if Sudan and Brazil met in the final.
In the final, that might be, you know, but it's like win-win. It's like having two sons playing against each other for the championship. Right? I'm winning either way. Not feeling sad either way. I've said this story on Lebatard before. Like, the only time I've ever cried for a sporting event, like, result as an adult was when Brazil lost to Germany in 2014. They lost, like, 7-1 or some shit like that. That's the only time I've ever shed a tear, like, for a sporting result.
Oh, man, you got to catch up.
Oh, no, it's the only place where I feel those emotions, man. That's how serious I am when it comes to Brazil in the World Cup. But, like, here's the funny thing. This year in the World Cup, there's, like, 10 actual Sudanese players, but they're playing for different teams. Five of them play for Qatar, which just got their ass beat in the first game. And that's when I realized, yeah, that's probably why. Like, if you have to go get five Sudanese players, then you're already hard up, man.
Three of them played for Australia, and I want to say one or two plays for Switzerland. So it was like, that's pretty cool. I'm going to get to root for these guys from afar, you know, supporting carrying the flag or whatever for us inside their hearts, even as they wear other colors. But yeah, Jerv, just pick a team. Like you say,
I'm excited for the U.S. though.
U.S. is trash. Let me tell you right now, they trash.
Nah, yo, I saw a pregame. I was watching the whatever the pregame show is for the first match, and they got me hyped. I feel like I'm all in, bro. We got some young dudes. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm just not a believer. That's on my personal list of priorities every World Cup. One of those things is watching the USA lose. Embarrassing. I want them to just be embarrassed.
So are you like wanting them to all, whenever, like there's no way you would want them to win?
No. The most conflicted I'm going to be is when they have England in their group. So USA versus England, I'm going to be like, oh, I don't know. Because I hate England too. England is the Knicks of the World Cup. They won once a long time ago. And every year the supporters say, this is our year. But then they end up fucking up one way or another.
No, they said we got a chance this year against them.
I guess maybe. I don't know. They're two teams that I hate, man. So, I mean.
So you, hold on. Wait, this is, hold on. Mm-hmm. So if the U.S., whatever, like they get to the final, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the. You're like.
No. First of all, that ain't gonna happen. But yeah, the only way I'll root for the U.S. is if they're playing against Argentina. I hate them motherfuckers more than anything. They're the worst. They are the absolute worst. But like, they're the worst in that like. They're good. I'm not stupid. Like, they're good, but I just don't like them. That's the rival. That's the big rival for Brazil. But for the USA, I hate them because they trash. And it's like, it's one of those things. It's like the Knicks. It's like saying, like, I can't wait for y'all to show how trash you are again. Like, it's going to show. Oh, you had a good start to your season. Don't worry. It's going to show up sooner or later. Y'all are trash. And that's what gives me joy. But yeah, man, World Cup fever. I'm gonna tell you, this is one of the few times where I won't say disappointed, but kind of like I wish I was in New York, because going to these bars and it's everybody there packed and they're all rooting for whatever. There's nothing like it. That's fun. It's such a great atmosphere. You know, typically this happens during the summer. It's the first time we're having a winter World Cup, so it's a little weird. But man, like I can't understand people who are like, oh, that's boring, whatever, man. Like, you know what it's like? My man Gerald Brown compared it last night. It's like March Madness. You got all these games going on and all these people packing bars and shit, and everyone's excited. There's just an energy about it that it's hard to replicate in any other sport. And then obviously once you get to that final game where like was like a billion plus people are watching, it's something else. But you know, speaking of sports, and we're gonna keep it in this sports segment, you know, I had to ask Jerv.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, Noodle. Hey, boy. How you doing? And Noodle's just like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
We got some Philadelphia landmarks happening here. One behind us and one in front of us. Do you want the landmark that's behind us first, or do you want the one that's ahead of us?
I'll go the one that's behind us.
All right. So, Sixers beat the Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo shoots 4-15 for the free throw line. After the game, he's trying to get some shots up. Montrezl Harrell, who played like 3 minutes and scored 1 point or some shit like that, decides, Giannis, you're not allowed to shoot. And he takes the ball and he tries to go home with the ball, tells him to go back to Milwaukee. Then Giannis tries to shoot anyway at another basket. And the facilities people come and try to put up the ladder and basically work on that basket so that he can't. So Giannis moves the ladder falls over, everyone grasps their heart like, oh my God, can't believe it. There's more to this apparently. Thanasis went to midcourt to speak to Harrell. The Sixers reserve center threatened Thanasis, saying at separate times, I'll beat your ass, and you better send that shit back to the locker room. Derv, I need to hear your kind of like, how did you process all of these things happening?
I mean, at first I was like, damn, wow. Giannis, he got frustrated. I was like, well, my first thing was, you know, everyone's just going to make it seem like this dude's tripping, whatever. But then once you hear that they got this altercation at the court, that's kind of wild for him to like. I don't understand why he wouldn't just let my man shoot some free throws. It was after the game. It has nothing to do with you.
I talked to Keith Pompey, who covers the Sixers for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and Keith thinks that Montrez was trying to try him, basically. He's trying to see if Giannis would hoe out and be like, oh, sorry about that, or would if he stayed his ground. And obviously, Giannis stayed his ground. Does this make you like Montrez more? Like, is this like, yo, you a real one because you protecting the home court, telling niggas to go back to Milwaukee and shit? Or are you kind of on the side of, I don't know, man, like that was kind of a weird move?
Well, I mean, it's two things. One, I think it was kind of like, I get it, but it was a weird move. But I also feel like there's just certain people you should just not like poke or whatever. Yeah. Like that just doesn't seem like that's going to end well.
Particularly when you're not going to be on the court next time they play. Like, that's the big one.
You might not even be on the team anymore, bro. Like, yeah, who knows what the hell can happen nowadays? You just going to make this dude give us 50?
So the thing that's ahead of us, Jerv, I'm sure I don't have to tell you. What's ahead of us from a Sixers standpoint?
Oh. Come on, man.
I'm coming home.
Come on.
I'm coming home.
Oh.
Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistake. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Tell the world that I'm coming. Dun, 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 dun. Yo, Ben Simmons plays his first game at Philadelphia this upcoming, I believe, is it Tuesday? Hold on.
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, this shit. Memorize it. First of all, are you going to the game?
No, I put in a bid to go to the game. And my bid was not received. Damn. I mean, it was received.
But it's someone outbid you, basically. Is with Mark? Were you going to go with Mark? Or
I mean, so I have a couple of people I asked. I definitely asked him.
Right.
It just wasn't happening.
If it were me, if I were Mark or whoever is the person that has an extra seat, you know what I would do? I would have everybody show up on a Zoom. All the people ask me for tickets. And be like, yo, this is the thing. Game's Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Tuesday morning, 11 a.m. I don't give a shit if you got work. You show up to the Zoom, and the biggest hater, the person who can convince me the most that they're going to make this shit super funny for me as we hate on Ben Simmons, that's the person who gets a ticket.
Well, here's the thing. So when I did reach out to him, him particularly, I had to take the actual opposite approach.
I'm gonna be well behaved.
Because like I told you, we all remember that Nets series when they had what was my man name? Ice in his veins.
D'Lo.
Yeah. When he was on the team, they lost game one, and I snapped. And I was sick. I was with him, and I snapped. I snapped, you know what I mean? I wasn't, and I had to tell him, I said, you know, my bad, you know what I mean?
Conduct unbecoming.
You know, like I didn't do anything crazy, you know, but I do recognize that you know these people, right? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not home where I could just say what I want.
Yep.
And then, you know, go about my day, you know. Cause there's no way anyone's gonna know what I'm, you know, nothing like that. So I had to tell him like, hey, I'll be good. I won't do anything crazy. I promise I won't, you know, do anything wild or anything, but it's actually probably best that I watch it at home. Cause yeah. I need all my emotions to just be as pure as possible.
So are you going to like show up to the hotel, the team hotel, and be outside like them cats that be waiting? Hey, man, you suck as I get on the bus.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. And I just, you know, honestly, I hope everybody chills. I really hope everybody, because I know it's not happening. But honestly, you know what I think? I really don't think he's going to play. I don't care what anyone says.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play.
I mean, I feel like he makes it worse every time he does that.
It's like, cool.
it gets a little worse.
He'll be okay. Like, yo, I think he cares two craps. The smart thing would be just get it over with. But it's not going to be a one-time thing, though.
It'll be the rest of his career. So that's why I'm like, you can't keep avoiding this, man. Like, at some point, you got to face your fears.
He got the homie coming back. So maybe he feels he can sit out now.
That's the shield right there. Let Kyrie take the heat. Maybe they'll forget about me. See, I would have been like, this with Ben Simmons, I would be like, yo, y'all sure y'all want to lift the suspension now? Yo, Kyrie, can you make this apology in a couple of days? Make it on Tuesday.
Hey, bro. It don't matter. We're going to be locked in on him regardless. locked in.
Thank you for joining us on Black Opinions Battle Motherfucker. Make sure you are joined onto the Patreon, patreon.com/countthethings. You are getting this episode in full all at once on Monday as opposed to bit by bit throughout the week. Make sure you're getting those OG podcast episodes with me and Zach and Tom and Waz and Trey and Jay. We do this every single week. It is on and popping. If you missed the good old days, we are bringing the good old days back. Also, the watch-alongs, again, I sent it into the group text. We will be doing a World Cup watch-along at some point. And a lot more. The Discord, there's so much more. I honestly probably undersell the Patreon because there's just so much stuff there for everybody. For Big Jerv, I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.